At 13 minutes past 2 o'clock on a Thursday afternoon, the 19th of December, it's time for the afternoon show on Radio Life and Style, brought to you proudly by Bidvest McCarthy Toyota Bolito. And yes, we are starting slightly earlier than normal because I have so much to fit into this final show of the year, starting with an interview with the councillor that you probably know best in Bolito and environs. If you are a local and if you are a holidaymaker or a visitor, well, then I'll be introducing you to Councillor Privy Makan of the Democratic Alliance. She is councillor in charge of Ward 22, which is kind of the Salt Rock area. But generally speaking, she has an interest, an overriding interest in the entire area. And as a member of the Guadaguza municipal structure, she has concerns, generally speaking, in terms of the way things are being done, particularly with regard to the fiscal jurisprudence, which is a lovely technical word to say. How responsibly is your money being spent? And and just to set the scene, I'd like to crave your indulgence for a moment to read a media statement, which was issued by the Office of the Chief Whip of the Guadaguza Municipality, Mr. Humphrey Mbata, who, by the way, I did invite to participate in this discussion today, and he was not able to, or willing to, or both, attend, probably at short notice, I understand that, but it be that as it may. Privy had put into generally the public domain her concerns about a breakaway meeting that was going to be held early in the coming year at the cost of 1.1 million of your hard-earned rands. And Privy's concerns are simply, surely we can do this cheaper and better and more effectively, and do we have to go into a different area to do it? If we're going to spend money, why don't we spend it here? I think that's kind of the gist of it. They responded like this. On Thursday, the 12th of December, Council held a special sitting to consider, among other things, the item that dealt with the need for a midterm lechotla. It's common practice that councils in the course of their work engage in a strategic planning session for the term of office, at which they review the work that could have been done or should have been done in the previous term and chart a way forward for the new term. Okay, so far so good. During the midterm, they review progress that would have been made in the period from the commencement of the term of office to halfway through the term. Okay, getting a bit confusing, but I understand. This assists them to review their plans and adjust such plans where necessary. Guadaguza Municipality is no exception. Okay, we can accept that. Now, at the meeting on the 12th of December, concerns were raised about the number of officials to attend the Lechotla, and it was agreed that the numbers should be reviewed. Okay. The task team that is putting together the logistics for the Lechotla heard those concerns, and the resolution of the council in this regard is not a resolution of the ANC. Why does this suddenly occur? The only objections recorded were from the DA and the Action SA. Okay. So this is a collective council resolution supported by the ANC and all other parties except for the two. It's kind of, okay, gilding the lily a bit here. But we get the gist. They're not happy. And then it goes on to some beautiful political rhetoric. Our democratic dispensation allows opposition parties to raise their issues openly. However, we must be careful that the space allowed to play their role is not abused. Councillor Makan has the tendency to fail to convince her colleagues in council and resort to engage in political grandstanding in the media. She claims that the DA recognizes the need for a review of the council's five-year strategic objectives. She alleges that the ANC is intent on using the midterm review in order to continue to plunder the funds. She further blackmails parties that voted the ANC mayor as accomplices in her imaginary crime of plundering the public purse. Now, I'm not a legal man, but if I was, I might suggest that this is kind of libelous, but, you know, be that as it may, let's carry on. He goes on to say, let us address Councillor Makan's suggestions for what they are. Firstly, the DA is worried that the ANC was able to muster support from other parties in council in its efforts to elect a new mayor and deputy mayor. It will be remembered how she dismally lost in the two contests. What does this have to do with the Lechotla? Let's go further. On the 5th of November, she projects herself and her party as being financially sensitive, when in effect she means that nothing must be done to craft strategies and programs to deal with the burden that weighs heavily on the shoulders of the poor people. In this regard, we are of the firm belief that nothing could be more important and pressing than solving our people's problems. Okay, so to solve those problems, you're going to spend 1.1 million rand on a party. Go figure. Those who have been part of the struggle for national liberation, here we go, can only be reminded of the words of the ANC president, Oliver Tambo, who in reference to Helen Suzman of the United Party, it becomes a bit of a diatribe after this. And finally, the ANC-led council will do everything possible to undertake a review of how far it has gone to implement the resolutions of the previous Lekgotla. We need to have an appreciation of the challenges that confront us and craft strategies to deal with them. And at no point do they address the fact that they do not need to go to the Drakensberg to do this or to spend 1.1 million rand to do this. Now, I hope I've set the scene correctly and that I am not short changing anyone in this affair. And as I stressed earlier, and I want to re-stress, the Chief Whip, Councillor Humphrey Mbata of the Guadalupe Municipality has been invited to participate in this discussion. He turned down the opportunity, that is. But Councillor McCann is in the studio, and welcome to you.
Thank you, Dave, and good afternoon to your listeners.
Thank you for joining me at such short notice. I thought it was important because, this is, after all, we are constantly aware of how cash-strapped everything and everyone is. I mean, we've only have to look at the traffic lights that have been down for 6 weeks because there's not enough funding available, approved funding, to repair them, or there wasn't until fairly recently. And so the chaos that ensued and the accidents that happened as a result, these things are kind of swept under the carpet. But gosh, they are considering the massive yoke of burden that the poor folk have to deal with, and therefore going off to the Drakensberg to, where's it, Champagne Sports Resort or somewhere equally posh, for a Lekgotla to discuss these things at a cost of 1.1 million rand. Now, you're concerned. What are your concerns?
Dave, thank you. Yeah, so there's multiple concerns around this. And I think, one of the most accurate components of the statement from the Chief Whip was it is important to undertake a review of Council's five-year roadmap. It's something that happens in the ordinary course of a term of office. When a new council is elected, they go and they set out a roadmap for their five-year strategic objective. So I think it's very important for that review, for that reflection, and any amendments to be made in the middle of a term. There's no doubt about that, and we are not against that. We acknowledge the importance of that. Our concern as the Democratic Alliance is the financial implication attached to this. And, you mentioned the multiple traffic lights on the P445 that have been out for a long time. But there's a plethora of other issues that are affecting communities across Guadalupe. I think there's probably over 2,000 non-functional streetlights across Guadalupe. 1.1 million rand, or a portion of that, could go a long way in terms of resolving the public lighting issue, or the pothole issue.
Or the electrical failure issue.
Or the four-day electrical failure. So our immediate concern is that it's simply unacceptable that 1.1 million rand of public funds is being utilized for a midterm Lekgotla. There are multiple local venues that could have been utilized. In addition to that, there's absolutely no reason why it should... This should be taken outside of Guadalupe.
On that point, I would just like to bring in here the release by the Ilembe Chamber of Commerce, which has expressed its disappointment at Guadalupe local municipality's decision to host its four-day conference at a cost of 1 million. They left out the 1.1. Okay, they're going light. In another municipality. Then it goes on to mention that the budget last week had been approved 1.1 million for travel and accommodation of 130 politicians and officials to spend 4 days in a hotel on the Drakensberg Mountains near Bergville. The area falls under the Okahlamba local municipality, under the Utugela district municipality, which is about 300 kilometers from Guadalupe. Now, I don't want to go into the whole thing here, but it's effectively... Here we have the Ilembe Chamber and the chair there of Kobus Ulofsa expressing his dismay. his dismay at the fact that they have seen fit to, to remove themselves from the economic hub which they service and which is ultimately their responsibility. And I'm saying they, not excluding you because you are part of the structure, but you go where they tell you to, because ultimately, yeah, that's the way it organizes. It's organized. And he says that as a chamber of commerce and a social partner in our region's economy, it is not the chamber's remit to question, challenge, and comment on every council decision. Considering the public interest in the matter of the Lekgotla, the budget allocated for the event, and the decision to hold the event outside our district, the chamber would respond with a general high-level observation that the fiscal discipline of any local council reflects on its prudence, judgment, and commitment to responsible governance. Trust among investors and residents alike depends on perceptions around the ability to manage resources efficiently, prioritize needs, and in this case, the avoidance of headlines around financial management. Which echoes pretty much what you have said.
Absolutely. Dave, you know the word commitment. I think we have to absolutely take that from where it's coming, because there was a new mayor elected probably about a month and a half ago. And the mayor's vision, the new mayor's vision for Guadaguza, is to promote local economic development, to industrialize Guadaguza. And I'm battling to see a commitment to fast-tracking local economic development when you are taking an entire Lekgotla outside of your municipality. And it goes back to the point that I made earlier, that there are so many facilities within Guadaguza that could have been utilized, and it would have shown public perception is everything, and it would have shown that we as Guadaguza are open for business. And unfortunately, that is not reflecting in this decision that's being taken.
You know, clearly, you make a very valid point. You make a very valid point based on quite discernible judgment. I mean, it clearly doesn't require much of a statistician to work out that to take 130 people off on a jolly to the Drakensberg for a couple of days is going to be a costly affair, and is not going to contribute much at all, if anything, to the outcome of that event. Surely what is required is that you get those 130 people around a table or tables at a venue suited to host that sort of number at a cost that is acceptable to the general, you know, zeitgeist of where we are in this particular moment in time. And if you're going to be spending money on these things, why not spend it in the region in which you operate to benefit the local community and the local economy, if that's what you are concerned about, which is clearly what they say in their media statement. But I want to come back to this media statement and ask you personally, because you have been mentioned very clearly in this statement that has been sent to all news editors for immediate release. You have been labeled as a political grandstander and blackmailing parties. I mean, this is accusing you of blackmail. Now, this is libelous, I would say. I would suggest. What is your response?
Dave, I will not stop highlighting issues that are in the public interest. So this is very much in the public interest. My community needs to know about this. The residents of Guadaguza need to know about this.
And where do they come from with the inference that you have been blackmailing people?
That is a very, very bizarre comment. But again, it's clearly a very politically crafted statement. And
yes, but you don't have, in Parliament, you can get away with, because you have parliamentary privilege, you can actually call people all sorts of things. And under those circumstances, it's considered fair game. But this is into a public news arena for dissemination to the general public. And by going this route and using this kind of inflammatory descriptive narrative, presumably they have damaged your reputation.
So I'm going to detach the reputational risk away from this, Dave, because if there's any veracity or credibility to those comments, I would challenge the author of that statement to test them in the public domain. specifically around blackmailing counsel. And I think that the one thing that the author of the statement must remember is that that position is not my position. I am a member of the opposition. I'm a member of the DA caucus. So it's not Privy's position. It is a position of the DA caucus. And we, unlike other political parties, take collective decisions. And the collective decision of our caucus was that we simply cannot support 1.1 million rand of public funds being utilized for a midterm Lekotla, which is actually going to be probably a mini breakaway, in fact, masked as a midterm Lekotla. And I'll make another point, Dave. There's only 59 councillors in the Quadaguza Council. The recommendation or the item speaks to 130 delegates.
Who are these people?
71 municipal officials. Probably an undisclosed number of close protection officers or bodyguards. We simply can't sit back and accept that. This is of public interest and the public needs to be made aware of it. So whether I'm labeled as a political grandstander or blackmailing other members of council, I will take that from where it's coming because my community and the people of Quadaguza need to know that this is what's unfolding under the ANC that a lot of them have elected into power.
Well, you've done a very good job thus far of highlighting the problem. Where to from here? What is your next move?
So, Dave, it's a very difficult one because this has been passed by the majority of council. You would have seen in the statement that there were only two political parties that did not support this position. So we are going to be exploring other options. We made a proposal in council to say there's no need for a stay over. There's no need to go and stay over for 4 days. The response to this was actually quite mind-blowing. The response was, in fact, we have to go and stay over because councillors may not arrive on time if we stay, if we have the midterm Lekotla at a local venue. These are people that have been elected into public office. They've been put into a position of power and they can't set their alarms. I mean, it's
bizarre.
It's bizarre.
Are you going to this Lekotla?
Dave, we will have to take a position as a caucus on that. So I'm not in a position to delve into that space right now. But it goes back to my initial point that I made, that we are part and parcel of the strategic review. We have contributions to make. We have significant inputs to make. We need to reflect on how the last 2.5 or 3 years of council has unfolded.
So it's. I understand that you need to be there for very good reason.
Absolutely.
But from a position of your standpoint on the matter would almost necessitate you boycotting it.
Yes and no. And like I said, it's a difficult question to answer right now because I don't speak on behalf of Privy. I speak on behalf of a collective caucus of 9 DA members in the Quadaguza Council.
Sure.
So we would have to take a decision collectively. But Dave, you know, there's the other aspect of it. I mean, we don't support the budget annually. We've never supported the Quadaguza budget, but it doesn't absolve us from our oversight responsibilities. So
quite
there's,
right. You need
there's
to,
that
you need to be there
in.
to add your to raise the concerns that you have and to in some way moderate the situation, because if you allow the current incumbents to simply have their way, then you effectively you're not doing your job.
Well, complicit to some degree.
Well, I didn't want to say that, but you did, so there we go.
I said what you were thinking.
It's going to be tough for you though, if you after having literally brought this matter into the public set like you are right now, and I think a good many folk are now very well aware of this. And I notice also in the responses that I've been able to gauge from various members of the community, I have not yet met one person that is in favor of this breakaway at 1.1 million of our rands. Not one single person, except possibly Councillor Mbata, but he isn't here today to explain.
Of course.
I gave them the opportunity. I would still like to give them the opportunity. And if you're listening, Councillor Mbata, and this is going up as a podcast, so I presume someone will send it to you, you still have an open invitation to come and put to the public your reasons behind this, from what I can see, is rather a bizarre decision to spend an awfully large amount of money unnecessarily. But as I say, I'm sure you have your reasons. We would love to hear them. We've heard from Councillor Preeti Makhana. I wish you a marvelous festive break now. Take a holiday. You deserve it. Go and spend a little bit of time recovering from all of these slings and arrows that have been flung at you. And I wish you strength to continue the work that you're doing, because clearly you have the best interests of the community at heart, and that's refreshing. So we look forward to reconvening in the next year that lies ahead. It's going to be a fun one.
I think it's going to be a very exciting year, Dave. And like I said earlier, you know, we've got a collective DA caucus who are trying to do the best that they can by the people of Quadaguza. So I'm looking forward to the new year, and thank you very much for the platform.
And there we leave it for today. The afternoon show continues on the matter of Supertramp and a tune called Dreamer.